turn our attention now to AFL, and Harry Hemelberg is a key forward for the GWS Giants. It won't be too far away from that particular sport getting underway, and he joins us now. Morning, Harry.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, great to have you on the program. How's pre-season training been? Is it been good to get back into it with the fellas?
Yeah, definitely. I think starting a little bit later for pre-season this year. Obviously, the first to fourth year boys were back earlier, but pre-Christmas for 2 weeks, and I was in Sydney. So I jumped in with a few of the young boys and met all the new draftees and stuff like that a couple weeks before. So it's been really good. And the vibes continued, and the older boys have come back in really good nick as well. And yeah, so we're hitting the ground running straight away, obviously starting a little bit later.
Harry, it's not a, well, I don't know if it's traditional or not, but it's sort of not straight to the, you went to Canberra, you were in Wagga to Brisbane. Talk us a little bit how your pathway to GWS arrived.
Yeah, so I grew up in Wagga and until I was 18. And then obviously I wasn't ready for to be drafted when I was 18 years old, so I had a fair bit of work to do. So I decided to move to Canberra to play in the NEAFL with Eastlake at the time.
Yep.
And then I was lucky enough to have some really good coaches there, and through the Giants Academy get to play some NEAFL footy and get some exposure to that sort of level. And yeah, obviously a little bit of luck and some hard work that year, and ended up getting drafted when I was 19. Through the Giants Academy, which was awesome.
And is it true that you were selling bag of fruits before you got drafted? You were selling suits?
I was selling suits, not very successfully. I did a bit of cabinet making and stuff as well, but because I was travelling sort of every Friday or flying out, they gave me the shaft.
Yeah.
So I wasn't a very good apprentice that couldn't work on Friday, so... yeah, ended up having a part-time job selling suits. So,
so you were no good at it?
How to fit them or anything? Nah, no clue.
Just one arm's longer than the other type stuff.
And just get the paycheck. Yeah. Yeah,
grab them off the shelf,
mate. That one looks good on you. Right. Yeah, mate, that one looks really good. You should take two of those. That's that type of stuff. So, what about GWS? What's the forecast looking like? Quality team doing well. Training, all the rest of it. It's not far till the season starts, is it?
Yeah, exactly. So, there was a sort of a little bit of expectation for all the boys to come back in relatively good nick and sort of the nick that you would expect to be in at this time of year, which was really good for everyone to come back, run their 2K times, and sort of we're straight into match play. Usually we'd sort of be bridged into all the match play and stuff like that, but we're straight into it this year, which is very exciting. And we've got a lot of new young guys that are really pushing some of the older boys.
Do you feel a bit of a pressure, or does it get spoken about much with the boys, because obviously the history of the club, the fact that there are a lot of blokes here that were high up in draft picks, they were touted as youngsters to be the next best thing, and that you've made it sort of you've been gradually getting better and better, like a nice fine wine. But is there much feeling amongst you and the other teams because they look at you as, I guess, can we say the pretty boys? You've come through and you should be doing better than you are.
Oh, I think there's always going to be that at every club. You always get speculated and stuff like that. But internally, we don't really value that sort of talk or anything like that. It's all once you're in the four walls, everyone's equal. And we've seen guys come from rookie spots and stuff like that throughout Giants history and become really good players. So it's more playing your role. And getting the job done within the four walls, like any footy club, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Now, other than the Giants winning the comp this year, and we'll put them to a side because we're all going to assume that's going to happen, who's the team? Who are the other teams to beat?
Look, I think, I think Richmond would be hard to beat. Obviously, Geelong had a really good year last year. Port Adelaide, sure rise up. I think it was a really even comp last year, and I think it'll trend that way again this year, which is why every team these next 3 or 4 months are going to be really, really important in getting that work in. And hopefully we can have somewhat of a normal season. That's that's what I'm looking forward to as well.
We appreciate your time this morning. We know that pre-season's pretty busy and you've got to get off the phone and back into it. How is Leon? Can he give a good spray?
He definitely can. he's really good.
Can you tell? Like, is he one of those blokes? Say, like, I'm working here with Stewie this morning, and Stewie is a, you know, Mr. Nice Guy, but I reckon a little switch and you could go bang. Is Leon? Do you know when you've just got to stay clear, Leon, or is it just a hurricane?
He doesn't move around real quick, Leon, but when he gets when he gets the brisk walk up,
are you saying he's overweight? Are you, Harry?
Yeah, he's had quite a long career in footy, and his knees are probably not as good as when he first started. So when he's got the brisk walk and you can tell he's beelining for someone, that's when you step out of the way.
Mate, having met Leon a few times, I don't think he's got no nastiness in him. I tell you what, he's very reasoned, very calm. I'm assuming he can blow up.
I reckon Harry's thinking, gee, Stuart, you haven't seen him.
Yeah, he can blow up like the best of them, but he's more a new school coach rather than the old school stand there and just yell and scream and all the rest of it.
Oh, he definitely is, and he takes a lot of care in guys' personal lives and stuff like that. The things that you probably wouldn't speak about much or he wouldn't get critiqued on. He cares a lot about guys' personal lives and what they're doing outside footy and what they're interested in. And he can have really genuine conversations, which is something that I sort of value as well. And all the boys love him. So him and his family are great. And yeah, really looking forward to the next couple of years with him at the helm, I think. Yeah.
Harry, you're in the best city in the world, mate. No doubt to you. And also the Swans will do the Harbour City proud this year. Look forward to the footy getting back. It won't be far away.
Yeah. It's come around real quick. And, yeah, we're very excited. So I'm looking forward to kicking off the season.
Have a good morning, mate. Thanks for coming on.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.